This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Pueblo County coroner, Brian Cotter, has resigned. That's after the discovery of improperly stored decaying bodies at his private practice. Cotter co-owns Davis Mortuary, where a routine inspection uncovered several bodies in various states of decomposition. A criminal investigation is underway. Cotter has not yet been arrested. In a statement on social media, the county says that its coroner services will continue without interruption. While the numbers are relatively low compared with peaks of the pandemic, Colorado is seeing its highest levels of hospitalizations for COVID-19 in months. Here's health reporter John Daly.
There are 74 people hospitalized with coronavirus. That's down from around 100 last week, but still at the highest it's been since February. Other COVID-19 indicators are also up. The positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, is almost 13%. 12 out of 20 utilities that track it report increasing trends in wastewater data. Measures for influenza and RSV show very low levels for those viruses. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A gas spill on the Southern Ute Indian Reservation last year is now estimated to be the largest since the state began keeping records in 2016. That's according to new estimates by the company that owns the pipeline, Enterprise Products. The company says it spilled 97,000 gallons of gas. State and federal regulators and tribal officials are ordering the company to expand groundwater and soil monitoring and provide nearby residents with cisterns and clean water. The company says it's recovered more than 20,000 gallons of gasoline so far. This is CPR News.